The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Deadly shooting of law enforcement officers in North Carolina.
It sounded like World War III.
Columbia University says it's suspending pro-Palestinian protesters.
We continue to urge the protesters to remove the encampment.
As Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks progress,
they could discuss a permanent end to the war.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Law enforcement officers are shot as they try to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Daniel Melendez was nearby.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
CBS's Jim Crisula.
Three law enforcement officers, including a deputy U.S. Marshal, were shot and killed, and five others were wounded, one critically, as they tried to serve an arrest warrant at a house on the east side of Charlotte, North Carolina. Mayor Vi Lyles.
We've lost three people. They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place, and they lost their lives.
The suspect was found dead outside the house. Two others inside were taken into custody. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It's unclear whether the dead suspect was shot by officers or died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Student protesters kick off another week calling for Israel to end its offensive in Gaza and for divestments from their schools. A Columbia University spokesman says the school is suspending students who have not left the encampment. Odyssey New York's Marla Diamond is there.
Despite threats of disciplinary action, the tents stayed, and hundreds of students marched around the quad, chanting and beating drums in solidarity. Eve said she was hoping to send a message.
What I hope administration takes from this is that there's an outpouring of support from our community and that students are willing to fight for what's right.
Organizers say they have been peaceful and call threats of suspension or expulsion bribery.
At the University of Texas at Austin, six people have been arrested and officers used pepper spray after a group of protesters blocked the path of a police van. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the ceasefire deal from Israel that was made recently.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Four people, including a baby, are dead after tornadoes touched down over the weekend in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt visited devastated Sulphur.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen.
Iowa and Nebraska were also hard hit, and the Houston area has been dealing with flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 146 points.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the winners of last month's historic $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is an immigrant from Laos who has had cancer for 8 years.
I have feelings like I cannot win it. I can win it. But I didn't think I was going to win this big.
He didn't think he was going to win this big. Chang Charlie Saipan says he and his wife will split the prize evenly with a friend who chipped in $100 to buy a batch of tickets with them, and he'll use some of it to get a good doctor. If you want to live longer, don't take the elevator. CBS's Vicky Barker.
An analysis of multiple studies involving close to 500,000 participants has found those who climbed stairs regularly had a 39% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and a lower overall risk of developing cardiovascular disease or suffering a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. They were also 24% less likely to die during the study period. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. After days of heavy rain in central Kenya, a dam burst sweeping away homes and killing dozens of people. BBC reporter Barbara Plett-Usher in hard-hit Mai Mahiu.
I'm looking at an uprooted tree right now, a damaged car. Dozens of people were taken by the water and have been killed. There's still ongoing searching for bodies, as well as just people wandering around trying to get their heads around what a great disaster this has been.
French actor Gérard Depardieu made his mark in Hollywood in the 1990 movie Green Card.
I think I tried too hard. I blew it.
Now, French prosecutors say Depardieu will face a criminal trial in October over the alleged sexual assaults in 2021 of two women on the set of the film The Green Shutters. Prosecutors will not retry an Arizona rancher whose trial in the shooting death of a Mexican man on his property ended last week with a deadlocked jury. The jurors in the trial of George Allen Kelly were unable to reach a unanimous decision after more than 2 days of deliberation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
U.S. households earning at least $1 million a year has skyrocketed. CBS's Jason Brooks.
According to online real estate firm Point Two Homes, the number of households earning $1 million a year topped 136,000 in 2022, an increase of 100,000 households from 5 years earlier. That includes salary, real estate or trust income, dividends, and other income streams, with a majority of people living in millionaire households coming from Generation X, averaging 50 years old, owning a $1.8 million home with three cars.
Southwest Airlines has launched a delay compensation program as part of a Transportation Department settlement over the airline's December 2022 holiday meltdown. It means travel vouchers of $75 or more to passengers delayed at least 3 hours getting to final destinations because of an airline-caused issue or cancellation. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert.
And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.